You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1381.
If you're cold calling somebody, there's a good chance that that person's probably talking to multiple people. If you're doing outbound marketing, and let's say someone calls off a postcard or calls off an internet lead, in my experience, those are the deals where you're going to be the only person talking to them. Not every single time, but a lot more of those. And so that's my experience.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
So today we're going to talk about why I prefer inbound leads when looking for big, fat, juicy wholesale deals. And I'm going to give you a couple different perspectives, but I'll talk you why I like it and why I think it's the best way to get big checks wholesaling real estate. Okay, so let's talk about why I prefer inbound marketing for real estate wholesaling. Number one is I love to find a way to turn $1 into five, right? If I could take a dollar bill and I could stick it into an ATM machine and that ATM machine spits out a nice $5 bill, man, I love that deal. And I would do that deal a million times. And so if I have to look at my effort versus money, right, I prefer that money to multiply itself. And that's the way that I look at inbound leads. I know a lot of people who do outbound marketing like cold calling or cold texting and those things. Hey, you know what? I know a lot of people making a lot of money that way. But again, I would prefer to spend my money instead of my time. And so if I could find a machine that I spend a dollar in and get five back, man, sign me up for that deal every single day of the week. And if this resonates with you, by the way, and yes, I'm talking to you, then you and I will get along very, very, very well. All right. Number two is when you do inbound marketing, you are going to find that the leads, the quality of the lead is much, much better, right? When you're cold calling or you're sending outbound texts, you know, you got to talk to thousands and thousands and thousands of people to get a lead. And those leads tend to, even if they're a lead, tend to be not as hot. I prefer to talk to fewer, better leads. And again, if I could buy my way there, right, take a dollar, turn it into five, that's going to be a recurring theme in this episode, that is better. And there's a number of reasons why I like to deal with more quality leads, right? There's just less infrastructure that's needed, less complications. I'm going to preserve some of my energy. I'm going to talk a little bit that here in a bit. Okay, number three is that I view it as lower competition. Most people are scared to spend money to make money. I'm going to repeat that. Most people are scared to spend money to make money. So they would rather sacrifice or invest their time to do deals. And I've got nothing wrong with that. If that's what you want to do, you want to cold call for 8 hours a day, go for it. If you want to send out text messages and respond to cold text all day, go for it. All right. Even if you're hiring someone to do that, that's what your people are doing. Right. So I prefer, again, to invest the money, right? Invest, that's the key word, invest, because I know I'm going to get that back. How do I turn a dollar and turn it into five? I view sometimes also time more valuable than money, okay? Even though you'll make more money doing it the way that I'm talking to, in my opinion. Okay, so that's number three, is that most people are scared to spend money. So what does that mean? That means less competition. If you're cold calling somebody, there's a good chance that that person's probably talking to multiple people. If you're doing outbound marketing, and let's say someone calls off a postcard or calls off an internet lead, in my experience, those are the deals where you're going to be the only person talking to them. Not every single time, but a lot more of those. And so that's my experience. Number four is I'm looking for something that's less people reliant. If you're cold calling or if you're outbound texting or if you're door knocking, it requires people. If you're not doing it, right, which is the worst of all, if you are doing it, it's the least leverage of your time. If you have cold callers, you know, you're dealing with people who are going to be making, you know, $15, $16, $17, $20 an hour if you're hiring from the US, and you got to manage people, right? And the more people you have, the more complications, the more training, you know, the business is just more complicated. Again, I'm not saying it's not doable. I know a lot of people make money outbound marketing, but I prefer inbound every single day of the week. So if you can have a business that's making, I don't know, $1 million a year with two or three employees, I'd much rather you do that than have a business that's making $1 million a year with seven or eight. Let's talk about less burnout. So I find that if you are cold calling or if you're texting and you're talking to unmotivated sellers all day, or even if you've hired an agency to do that, you know, your team is going to get unmotivated talking to unmotivated sellers every single day, even if it's outbound, because the quality of that lead, even if it's outbound, is lower than an inbound lead. Someone gets a postcard in the mail that says, I'm interested in buying your house. I pay all cash and close quickly. They know what you do. They know what they do. And they say, I'm going to call you. Man, I love that lead so much. Inbound lead, you complete me. And so, you know, an outbound call, someone's like, yeah, give me your best offer. And sure, you're going to get deals that way, but you got to talk to a lot more people. You got to get punched in the mouth a little bit. And it sucks, right? So I prefer not to do that. And so again, you and I will resonate more. Number six is, I think that you do deals. My experience is, and I actually have some data around this, you do deals faster with inbound marketing. You do deals faster with inbound marketing. The average person who starts cold calling or outbounds text, it takes them like 4 or 5 months to do a deal, right? They got to talk to leads. They got to build a relationship. They have to warm those up, right? They didn't call you. And so over time, a portion of the people who you've been talking to become motivated. Versus when you deal inbound, is that you spend the money, they call you and they say, hey, you know what? I might have a problem. And so you're going to get to those people faster. Those are the leads that you can really help. They have a problem. And I'm telling you, when someone's got a problem and you can solve it, that makes it so, so, so fulfilling. Versus whether you're calling, doing cold calling or texting, you're just chasing and chasing and chasing. It works. It works. But I tell you what, I can make money selling hot dogs on the side of the street too. I don't want to do that. All right. Let me talk about some reasons, and I'll be fair here, right? My good buddy, Brent Daniels, loves cold calling. We get along very well. And I'll tell you actually ways that I actually do make money with cold calling. So we'll chat with that. Number eight, why actually you might think that inbound outbound marketing is good is that it's very proactive, right? When you're doing outbound marketing, you're cold calling, you're texting. Yeah, I get it. So you're on the phone today, you're making it happen, you're making it rain. I could respect that, right? If you call enough people, you're probably going to find someone that says, yes, I'll do a deal. No problem with that. I'm not going to judge you. I just prefer to spend a dollar and get five back. The other part that I'm going to talk about is nine is you might get some people that other people won't, right? Let's say someone's not responding to maybe postcards or they're not filling out forms online and you call them, maybe you get them on the phone, you build a relationship, do a deal. So, you know, you might be able to bypass some of the competition that way. But the other way that I like this is that for me, if I'm going to do it, you could also partner with someone who loves to cold call. So for me, I've got a joint venture partner in one of my markets who cold calls in one of my markets, which is awesome. They do all the cold calling and they do all the screening of the leads and then just send us hot smoking leads when they're ready to go. So for me, I prefer doing the cold calling with a joint venture partner who turns my outbound lead or their outbound lead into my inbound lead. So I'll review this. Number one, why I love inbound marketing. And by the way, that is when you get people to call you, to contact you, is I love to turn $1 into five. How many times are you going to do that deal? As many times as you can. Number three, they're just much better, right? You're going to have a much higher closing ratio, right? One out of every 35, one out of every 50, right? Instead of one out of thousands. Number three is most people are scared to spend money, right? So if you can be a little bold, you're going to bet on yourself. You're going to spend a dollar, make five. Right? More realistically, you're going to spend $5,000 and make 35. That's probably more realistic there, right? Hey, good for you. Fortune favors the bold. No risk it, no biscuit. Number four, it's less people reliant, right? I don't need employees or that many employees if I'm sending direct mail and people are calling me or I'm buying leads online. Number five, I'm going to get less burnt out. If I'm just getting punched in the face all day, I'm not really going to like this business that much, right? So if I got people calling me and I'm in the driver's seat, I'm going to have more fun. I'm probably going to be on the phone more. I'm going to do stronger follow-up. I'm going to drive out to a house and get that lead and make more money. I'm just saying, if I'm fresh, I'm going to bet on me. Number six, you just do deals faster, right? I feel like there's more nurturing required with cold calling. And I've actually measure this is if you want to do deals like today, put in a dollar, make five back. That's my recommendation. Buy that list, mail the list over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And you know what? You'll make money if you do what I'm telling you. Okay. Obviously, those are not income claims, but go out there and kick some rear end, please. Now, to be fair, just you can make money with cold calling. It is proactive, and that's great, which I really like. You can also get other people, get some deals that other people won't just by you're getting a hold of them. And finally, hey, if you're going to be cold calling, you can also partner with somebody who's doing cold calling. You close them, they open them. Win, 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 win. A marriage made in heaven. Invest in some marketing, please. Go ahead and do it, right? If you got to get a second job, drive an Uber, work at night, sell some crap, put it on a credit card, get a partner for a year. I don't care what it is. You can find $5,000 to invest in your business, especially if it's going to turn into $25,000 or $30,000. I don't know where you could find another machine that does that. If you can, let me know. I'll buy it. Otherwise, I'll talk to you on the next episode.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.